Welcome back into Devil Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM studios here in Madison, Wisconsin. Maybe you're catching the stream at devilradio927.com or the Facebook Live, or catching the Facebook video later, as some of my friends do or people I know, which is fantastic. Any way you consume the program, we appreciate it. We're really glad to be here to tell stories of local businesses and organizations. We're going to continue on that now, but again, I will remind you, if you're interested in sponsoring, like Supec of Evolution Financial, evolutionfinplan.com, Sue's the best, as you all know by listening to this show. There are opportunities. You can get involved, get behind the program, and come on and tell us about your business, too. I'd love to talk with you and feature you on the show. So as we look at different things happening currently, it really reminded me of an organization that I talked about back in May, Steeping Wellness, with Khalees Horst and Pam Klein, the main two cogs of there, but they have a team of three now that really kind of moves that organization forward. And I think there's some things I want to touch on following this, but really wanted to revisit and talk more about Steeping Wellness and their incredible story and what they're trying to do to help people in the education area, but also just all professionals, all people in all walks of life, to just have a better life. So here is my talk with Khalees of Steeping Wellness. Good morning, and thanks for talking to us here on Let's Get Local today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So give us the basics of this idea, Steeping Wellness, what it is and how it started, because it was you and Pam really that got together and said, let's do something here to help teachers and help educators.
Yeah, so we're both educators. Pam taught in the classroom for over 20 years. I have about 12 years experience in the classroom. And we've always both just had a passion of taking care of our educators. Because if we are not taking care of our educators, if they aren't taking care of themselves, they can't take care of the students. And that's not unlike anyone else. As parents, if we're not taking care of ourselves, our kids are not being taken care of. And even in businesses, if we're not taking care of our employees, then our customers and clients won't be taken care of.
So what's the idea behind Steeping Wellness? What's the mission? What is the purpose? And how do you get people to get to a little bit better place health-wise, wellness-wise?
Yeah, so our big focus is self-care, and Steeping Wellness, the name that our business is such, is just like as you steep a bag of tea. Once it sits in that hot water, over time, it gets more and more robust. And that's what we like to do with our offerings, with our self-care offerings, whether it be something on how do I eat well or eat better, or how do I get more movement in my day, more mindfulness and meditation. There's so many different avenues that we can go, financial well-being as well. But we like to provide a lot of different opportunities for our clients so that they can figure out what works best for them and also have kind of a toolbox of activities and resources that they can go to when they need some extra support to take care of their own well-being.
Now, I know, initial focus is teachers and educators, but I know you extend beyond that too. You look at the full employment operation in a school district and all of the pieces to it and how important it is to support all of them, right? I thought that was really interesting too.
Yeah. So like we look at bus drivers. Usually when we think of a school district, we think of teachers mainly, and then maybe administrators too, but we oftentimes stop there. But there's so many other people. The bus drivers are the first and last face that our students and families are seeing from our district. And I cannot imagine a job that is more tough than driving a huge bus with a bunch of kids on it. I with my own three kids in my van, it gets to be a lot. So we really need to take care of those people as well. The people who take care of our buildings and grounds people, our custodians, and even people like lunch service. Those people often have really strong connections with the students. They see them every day. They come through, they check in with them. So we need to make sure that we're taking care of all of those people that make the entire school system work.
So much, speaking of lunch people too, so much incredible work done by them over the pandemic to continue to get lunches to kids, standing out in the cold, whatever need be for that lunch pickup that took place over the last year, just incredible stuff.
It absolutely was. And all, especially you bring up this last year, everyone has had to bob and weave. We really see the teachers that happening very much, having to teach virtual or hybrid and having to switch on a dime. But food service, like you say, they had to figure out how do we still serve the students and get, especially our underprivileged students, the food that they still rely on from the schools. So with everyone having to to bob and weave. Their own self-care has not been a priority over the past year. And as educators are, they're already natural caregivers. So it's hard for them to step back and take time to take care of themselves. So by giving them all of the different opportunities that we have through Steeping Wellness, it really helps them to learn what works best for me and how can I make sure that I'm finding what works best for me. And it changes different days. I might need something right now that's different than what I need even this afternoon. So by giving them all of those different opportunities to learn how to take care of themselves, they can figure that out and just go into their toolbox.
We all know so many of the people that get into education in some form, it's because of the passion to help educate, help teach kids and work with children. So what I'm trying to get at there is nobody's getting into it for the money. We all know that. But what it means is people really care, and that happens so often when you're very committed to a job, is that you just put the job first and everything else first all the time, and you never put yourself first. So already you're like that. Then let's talk about what this last year and the pandemic and everything else did, the amount of added stress and weight to those already stressed individuals and people that are already putting themselves first too much.
Yeah, you know, this is naturally where we're at. We have students who are going through really troubling times at home, and it is really hard to go home and just put that away. So teachers have a really hard time often with insomnia, not being able to sleep because they're just up all night worrying about their students. And whether that's the actual teacher in the classroom or the food service provider or the paraeducator in the classroom who works oftentimes closer with these students than anyone else. It's always a huge need for educators, but this past year especially, the need is even greater. And especially with our students, we see the need for social-emotional learning. And there's a lot of pushes around the state and really around the nation right now for more social-emotional learning programs to be brought to schools. And what is so key about that, the foundation of social-emotional learning programs for students, is that the educators take care of themselves. There's actually a lot of research from Mark Brackett that talks about if the teachers and the people in the classroom aren't taking care of themselves, social emotional learning for the students can actually be detrimental to their well-being. So more than ever, if we're really going to focus on students' mental health, we have to focus on the people who are in the classrooms.
Yeah, it's such an interesting position. You can't not care. You take so much of that home with you, and how, you know, a lot of people in their jobs, they can just be at work, focus on work. When they leave work, they don't have to worry about it. But as an educator, I think there's almost impossible to do that. And teachers put so much into it. We have to respect that and do as much for them as we can. That's why I love what you're doing. I think, you know, one other thing, as we're talking with Kalise Horst, one of the founders of Steeping Wellness, the website is steepingwellness.com. Kalise, I want you to tell people a little bit more about how people get in touch with you if they're looking for your services. You have, of course, you work with districts as a whole, but you also work and do these self-care academy. So individuals can reach out too. So tell people more about how they can connect with you to reach out for services.
Yeah, probably the best way to reach out to us or connect with us is through social media, Facebook or Instagram. We put up self-care tips throughout the week for people, just anyone. It doesn't have to be just educators, because we really want to be out there as a resource for people as well. Anyone can go to our website, steepingwellness.com, and use the connect form to contact us as well. I know this, when the pandemic started last year, we had the opportunity to put together what we call our steeping studio, which is a relaxation room that we oftentimes will do pop-ups in schools around the area. But we also were able to put one of those in a hospital for the hospital staff to stop and take a moment to take care of themselves as well. So there are a ton of different opportunities that we offer, like you say, not just for schools, but also for businesses and hospitals and individuals. So I think our Facebook is the best place to learn more, and our website is certainly there as well.
So one other thing, Kalise, is a lot of people wonder about the why. You touched on it a little bit, but what does this mean to you and Pam and the team to have created this resource and be doing what you're doing?
You know, we're so lucky. We've been able to work with WEAC, the teacher union in Wisconsin, this past year. And we just, a week ago today, had a retreat with them, a virtual retreat. And we had, I think we end up probably crying and getting emotional sometimes right alongside the people who participate, but also sometimes more, because what these people tell us, what we're able to do for them and the tools that we're able to give them and the support we're able to provide and the permission. That's the biggest part of what we do, really, is we give them permission to take care of themselves. That's not something that happens very often. So I think the biggest thing that we get out of it is truly being able to help other people and seeing the direct impact that it has on their everyday lives.
Steepingwellness.com. You can learn so much more about what a great organization. Khalees, Pam, the team there, again, doing a lot for educators, school districts, individuals too, and businesses. We can all use a little bit more self-reflection time to kind of acknowledge sometimes some of the mental struggles and things we have going. And I think you saw that just this week with the Olympics. We'll talk more about that on the other side. Be back in just a bit.